5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Tour, where we voyage out to meet, visit, and see both normal or strange, known or unknown people, places, communities, civilizations, and events, to boldly bring you original and completely useless but sometimes useful content and informational information, and as always, shine humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
Worker, 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 the con is on. The time has come for procrastination.
So hello listeners, welcome to another China Jedi Talk episode, another completely different format today. As you know, I'm a member with a few other idiots of the Sun Yat-sen's, SYS, otherwise known as a band in China, foreign band. Not at the moment though, we're a bit busy. We've just finished our second album, it's just been mixed down and all that technical stuff's happened. We've been working on it a long time. The album is called, for that very reason...
Procrastination.
And we are in the studio now where we've been mixing it. How long have we been working on this
too
for?
Too long.
Good things come to those that wait. We're in the studio today. We've got Ryan, of course, the didgeridoo player, and what's it called? The triangle player, the harmonica player. We got Bob in the corner, Bob, the bassist.
That's right.
Yeah. And Luke, who we found on the streets, he's just come from Canada to meet his girlfriend. So Luke, welcome. And I think it's be really good today because we're going to play the songs and then we want to get like someone just off the street,
right?
And you are literally just off the street.
Yeah,
to say, and you're a metal fan, right?
Yeah,
so you might hate our music because we're kind of pop rock reggae.
Metal's
my preference, but I listen to everything, so
you're open-minded.
Let's give her a shot.
I mean, you wouldn't have come to an invite to a studio in the middle of nowhere to do this if you weren't open-minded. Yeah. And then we've got Eric the drummer, who's not with us now because he's back in Canada at the moment as well.
Really? So they swapped places.
They've swapped places, one Canadian out and one in. So we're gonna go through the songs, listeners. And
if you were a drummer, it would have been the perfect exchange.
Please. And we're going to listen to the songs and we're going to get our take on them. They're literally just about to be finished before we publish them. So here we go, Sun Yat-sen's, our second album. And we're going to start with, the name of the album, the name of the first song, Procrastination, yeah?
Yeah, but I've actually loaded up Flow because I said I'm going to do it in order of what's on the...
Right, well, you've blown that one out, haven't you? So that's what you're having. Okay, so we're going to have Blow, which isn't going to be the first song, but this is one of the songs of the album Procrastination by the Sun Yat-sen's. Please note that this is a China Jedi tour episode, not a talk episode that was alluded to in the introduction. And the songs that you will hear are going to be clip-its, not full songs. And also, there may be some rather strong, inappropriate language due to the fact that the people recording this podcast, and that's not me now, were unfortunately stranded in a rather nice bar restaurant from the lunchtime period to the late afternoon. Enjoy. So before actually we listen to it, Dale, I forgot, let's tell the audience what it's about. Yeah. So what is Blow about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blow's about basically, it's written, actually it's been chopped down a lot, I have to say. But Blow's about, you know, when you're kind of like married or you have a girlfriend and you see this other girl and you get to know her and you really want to, you know, be with her kind of thing.
Right.
We're on air, so I won't go any further with that. And it's just about that kind of thing. And if you were to make that decision and go with her when you shouldn't, then you could blow things all the way. So that's basically the context. All right, they'll whack it out.
I wanted to hug, touch, and feel you. I wanted to be with you some more. I wanted to hug, touch, and feel you. to be with you some more.
So there we have it, listeners, Blow. Bob, start off on this. Are we happy with Blow?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I like the girls' vocals.
Yeah.
I think
not Chris's.
Can we get at it? Can we big up the girl for this? Rose.
Rose, yeah.
What's her surname?
I've totally forgotten.
Sort that one out there before we publish. I love the bass, Bob. Love the bass.
Thanks. Checking the drums in the verse are a bit too loud.
No,
I didn't think that.
Felt like it was a little bit too high toned generally.
Well, I can't change that now.
Okay.
What do you mean high?
Just no, like lower mid tones.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel.
When they come out with the master, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like you haven't mastered any of these.
No,
yet, right?
These aren't mastered. Okay. No. All
right. Yeah, but when you do that, you can choose to.
But what have we got in there that is lower mid tone, like?
Drums, maybe.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Really.
Man off the street, Luke, metal fan. What do you think of that? Be completely honest, and I can edit it out.
I definitely agree with him about the woman's voice. Very nice, very nice. But a little too high throughout the whole song. It needs to come down just a little bit, like. I feel like it needed a couple more slow spots in the song instead of just like.
But we had those before when the song went on for
Oh yeah,
five
that's
minutes.
A really good point. Yeah, there's a lot actually. That's a good point. Yeah, we cut this a lot. This song down a lot because if you hear the other songs, you get I think more of a thing. It just went on a bit and.
I'm not adding any more in.
No, absolutely not.
I've cut this to pieces. So.
No, it's a short song, and you know I'd probably say one of the probably the most somber song of the album. Actually, we started with, so things can only go onwards and upwards. So blow that one away, listeners, and let's move on to what we got next, Al.
Blue skies.
Now set the scene with Blue Skies. This was actually written about Stefano, who we've been talking about today, because he had a crazy girlfriend and he still does. Yeah, he was coming back over from Italy on an aeroplane to see her again. God knows why. We've said many times he should just chuck it in. But as friends, his friends, you see other views, don't you? You see like a bigger view of the picture. You're not emotionally in it, and you see the actions that each character takes. So this is written for Stefano boarding the plane as he comes back to China to see his beloved girlfriend, I'm sure, for another scene of entertainment that we'll hear about again in the next few months. Blue Skies.
Hope you got my message yesterday before I boarded the aeroplane. I've been thinking about many things, why our relationship has no wings. So let's just see what we both bring when I land and we both sing. Blue skies shining from above, covering all my troubles and hurts. Blue skies shining from above, covering all my troubles and hurts. Stop messing me around, I've come a long way to hear your sound.
You seem so distant from what I found. 5 years ago when I met you in your town. And in this moment of our lives, when you're looking at me so differently, was it ever really meant to be? Feeling so separately, like I'm in a penitentiary. You're looking up and I'm singing blue sky, shining from above.
Blue skies, everybody. I have to say, I do like blue skies. I just love blue skies as it is, really. Not into the grey ones. Luke, first time, of course, you've heard any of these songs. Virgin in the studio, what do you think?
Just digesting it. Sounds good. I like the pace of that song a little more than the last song we just listened to.
Yeah.
And that Blow song, since we recorded it, it always seems like a lot slower than when we ever played it live.
Yeah.
We've always actually had a problem with that first song, but...
Blow it off. So a bit of reggae, bit of a kind of a rock chorus. Bob, what are you thinking about this at the moment?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
It's good enough for me.
Hey, blue skies any day of the week. There you go. Anything else to add, anyone? Right, let's move on. What's coming up next, Del?
Feeling hot.
Now, let's think about this one. Feeling hot. Yeah, we were in my old house, weren't we? And we were feeling hot. And there was an air conditioner, and I think I was playing around with a what was that? Na 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 na. Here come the hot stepper, and we took the chords, and we came out with this.
We didn't take the chords. It's we changed it into our own.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, we came out with the chords that sounded similar to that kind of rhythm.
We wrote that song, didn't we?
And we came, yeah. But this is it's a totally different song.
No, it was actually Zach, your son, who said something while we were playing those chords, and then we both were like,
so it's his fault, yeah.
And then it just escalated in your kitchen into a song.
And actually, this song is a lot longer when we play it live, isn't it? We really take it up and bring it down. But this one, we've cut it for obvious reasons, because it's on an album, we don't want to bore people. So Feeling Hot, it's about feeling really hot, obviously, and needing to turn the temperature down a bit. Or as we'd say, turn the... air conditioner up. Meaning turn it down.
Turn it on.
Yeah. Hit it. What is your plan? Feel so hot, I'm your biggest fan. Feel so hot, let me be your man. Feel so hot, I'm the best in town. Oh, I'm feeling so hot. I wish the temperature would just drop. So there you are, feeling hot. Recommendations: if you are feeling hot and you have an air conditioner, turn it up, which means down. And also, I think a quick caveat here, Del, turn my AC up, not turn my arse up, because that can be perceived.
Well, now it will be.
Well, no, it can. I mean, turn my AC up, you know, can, you know. But, you know, as you are, you know, different strokes.
I think you just have a way of doing that.
Right, okay. what do you feel about this one, Del?
Yeah, I'm happy with this now. There were some little tweaks.
No, I'm not interested. You're happy with it. It's just me in terms of your attachment to this song. Where does it? Because this is very next to what we used to play. What's your opinion on this song?
Well, what's my opinion on it? I really like this song.
Yeah.
I mean,
this was one of the songs like the
it's
previous.
A bit more upbeat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more upbeat. We had a lot of people dance to this song. You know, when it goes into the, you know, a couple of the others are more, yeah, made me chill, thinking songs in a way. I don't know, contemplation songs. Don't really get on the dance floor and do your stuff. So, what do you think about this one, Luke?
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked the pace of it. I liked the drums. It just kind of keeps going along nice and smoothly. It's a good solid tune. I like it.
Yeah, shout out there to Eric Chantanel, the French Canadian drummer. Sadly, that's kind of across the shores now. Hey, Bob, left you in his midst, as they say.
Yeah, it's great.
Are you feeling hot, even though Eric's left now?
Yeah, I'm still hot. The dynamics of it are awesome. Yeah, really good.
And I like, you know, that boo. It takes me to like a submarine or something down under the water, which got any nothing to do with feeling hot. But
big fan of that sound.
When you go in the water, don't you, if you feel hot?
Okay, magic.
I think we do need some of that.
Can you grab me another beer, please?
Yeah, just over there in the fridge corner of the studio for our guests. Luke, if you want to hop and get another one. I have a Heineken, actually.
Yeah,
Heineken, sponsor us of Sun Yat-sen.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on, listeners, to another quite upbeat one, I'd say, Magic. Now, Magic was conceived just a really nice upbeat reggae song that had a building chorus that everyone could kind of latch onto and be able to sing. So this is Magic. Give us some of it. Shall you go and share it with someone nice, a friend or a lover who will ask some good advice? And if it doesn't seem to go the way you really want it to go, if it doesn't seem to flow the way you really want it to flow, there is one little favor that I want to ask of you. There is one little favor that I want to ask you. Can you wave a magic wand? We're gonna dance to the left hand side. Summer magic, can you wave a magic wand? We're gonna dance to the right hand side. Wave a magic wand. Oh yeah, I make a summer magic. I was sitting at the bottom of my bed, thinking about my life, wondering why nothing ever seems to go right. And in the morning, sleep, and in the night or the morning after I a dream, it never seems to go the way that I want it to go. It never seems to flow the way that I want it to flow. And there is one little favor that I want to ask of you. There is a one little favor that I want to ask you. Can you wave a magic wand? We're gonna dance to the left hand side. Oh, big up a shot. I really wanted to get that.
I was sitting at the bottom of...
Sorry, when I burped and there was a technical error.
When I got off my bed.
and then the lights got off again. Behind that, there's a light.
I wanted to really get that. Big up a shot.
Oh, just move it over for now.
In the, Luke? Or the, big up a shot.
There you go.
So, Magic, that's another... I mean, a lot of people we've played that in front of live love that song. They think it's magic. What do you reckon, Bob?
Yeah, it's good. I think overall, like, tonally... It's a bit high as well.
Yeah.
It's just like other stuff. But
I also don't know if that's the way we're listening to it right now.
Yeah.
But
you know, like normally in a studio setting, you'd have a sub as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just what's missing.
But
it's hard to tell.
Can I just say, disclaim this actually then, we're talking, recording this podcast, what we're listening to is actually the non-mastered versions, and so actually we're talking about completely different songs. But nothing wrong with that, it's kind of similar. But these technical things that Bob's technically talking about might technically not be a technical issue with the ones you're listening
technically,
to.
Probably not.
Luke, what's your take on it?
Aside from the technical part,
yeah.
I like the pace of the song. For me, I find the vocals are a little too fast for me. But
it seems fast. Yeah. Do you mean for the chorus or for the verse?
Just the whole thing, really. Yeah. For me, it's a little fast, but it does remind me a little bit of a band, 311.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. There's a band called 311. I'll show you some of their music later.
Where are they from?
USA. Yeah, but
I know this song down.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about then. They're kind of like...
Because the music feels slow.
I think I know what you mean.
I feel the music feels slow. But the rap goes... It's like double time. It's like... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Hey, it's magic. Right. What's the next up, Del?
Meant to be...
Oh, Meant to Be. So, Meant to Be
is the longest.
You mean like song. You mean 311 wise? You mean like the vocal, the way the vocal pans, the way the vocal moves, like that higher end vocal kind of.
I don't know.
What did you think? Because we threw in some extra of that waves.
The build up to the chorus, yeah.
Otherwise, the chorus seemed really flat, just like.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So that we put in one before, and then I'd like put another one in later. It all wasn't in there before, so.
The vocals do seem very fast, but actually, when I lip read them, it is like that generally. So it's a fast,
raggish. Just how it is,
yeah, reggae song.
And that's
song,
why people enjoy it live because they want to hear something that's fast.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's speedily move over to Meant to Be. Meant to Be is a song about, in life when shit happens to you, you just got to say, well, it's meant to be. So it's kind of a bit like that.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah. Oh. It's just meant to be.
Read it the wrong way.
What was your take on it then, Bob?
Oh, I just thought it was a really nice bass line, really.
Oh, yeah, the bass is superb. so Meant to Be, and again, a little, it's a bit hip-hoppy. Let's go with this one, though.
We're gonna sit back down and work together, create our own bird and fly forever. None of that talk about a sever, we're all a part of this like a feather. Now come on, sit back down and take it easy. Clarity will become if you don't get angry. Let's listen to each person's point of view. You never know, we might find out what to do. Cause this is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. Survival of the fittest has come to mean survival of the smartest brains in the team. But Darwinism has forgot to paint one scene. The stage that holds the play to where the heart has only been. So listen carefully to my words hypnotically that move from my heart and voice to your vicinity. Until your star house of cellular memories ready to be released at the same rate of frequency. Cause this is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be. This is just the way it's meant to be.
How can I come to see? Open up easily. It's just meant to be. The only way for me, embrace it totally. Erasing evil.
May I begin with just saying that song, it's a powerful song, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, you guys got out of it what you wanted to, for sure. Because before I didn't, get completely what you guys are talking about. But yeah, it's there. Very good.
It's got this... I sold it short at the beginning. With the words as well. When I was saying it's meant to be, it's just, shit happens in life, it's meant to be. But actually, when you listen to the lyrics, it's actually about what the world can be if we want it to be like that. And again, not getting angry and living through the heart and all this kind of stuff. And if that's what everyone wants and we believe in it, then that's what will be. That's what is meant to be. But then you've got this backdrop of these kind of, soldiers this kind of totalitarian world that we're kind of living in. Big Brother, 1984, video cameras everywhere, you know, armies, people with guns, you know, on doors of bloody supermarkets and things like this.
Yeah.
We got that backdrop, and it's just kind of a wonderfully powerful song. I'd love to do a video on it.
It's China, basically.
It's got that in it, hasn't it?
What it all is, I think.
Rose and Nick on that song.
Rose again starring in Nick Olas. Coming in again, which of course he was doing. He came in for a Blue Skies rap too.
Well,
big up to Nick there. So yeah, wonderful. And actually, Dale, I've always loved playing that song. From as our band's evolved, it's just a lovely, really nice song. If you don't like it, listeners, well, fair enough. It's meant to be. Right, well, Luke, our man off the streets, hanging in the bathroom at the moment. So we'll move on to the next one. What's that then?
Procrastination.
Oh, the name of the album.
Yeah.
Perfectly fitting. Tell us about Procrastination, because I've also loved... that's been a favourite of ours, hasn't it?
Yeah. I really like this one. It's just that little, we need to tweak around with that little bit of bass at the beginning, so we get it to a standard we're all happy with. And then,
It's all about the bass for this song, but also the song Procrastination about not doing what you're meant to do and finding other things to do which aren't top priority.
You're putting albums off for 2 years.
Yeah, but the point of the song is,
maybe
we should procrastinate a bit more in life, because take China for an example. It is 24/7, dump, 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 just like the Meant to Be song, boom, boom. I often say, like going to Dongguan to play, it's like being in Mordor in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The orcs just constantly orcs making and spitting out things of various quality for the world to buy and kind of enjoy or send back. The point with this song is, listeners, sometimes we should stop working because it is all a little bit of a con. So here we go, Procrastination.
Sitting here with my Japanese guitar, heaven knows what I come here for. But now I remember to play you all a tune, a favorite song of mine. Microphone and playing the guitar, you gonna give you sound.
There's only one word I can say about this song. Bass.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say procrastination.
Well, what bass that is on that song, Bob. You've done a great job.
Yeah, I changed it a lot.
That boom, 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 yeah. Boom, boom. I just, so reggae. Oh, I just love it. Just wish I had like an 8-foot speaker, you know. Can you stop? Wonderful bass. The song is, it's quite anarchic in a way. It's an anarchic song, and everyone, people we've played in front of, we have a good time with that song, don't we?
Don't change yet, though. I'll just show you the bit that I'm.
Okay.
The question is, do we put more of Bob's brilliant bass in it, which we need? Boom, 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 boom. What do you think about that, Luke?
Came in halfway on the song there, but I like the pace of it. It was good.
You're all about pace, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's all about the bloody pace.
It is. It's all about that. You gotta have the right pace, or that it's offbeat. It doesn't sound right.
Okay. So
it rolls a lot. It seems like it rolled along really well.
We got bass and you.
Any money in
that? We're all working too hard. That's the whole thing of the song, really. We should all just procrastinate. more and more.
We definitely should.
Yeah, so I think that's great. Right, what's up next before we go, but just, you know, play along here.
Ting-ba-dong.
Ting-ba-dong, which of course for our listeners means in English, listen, don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying.
It'll be a great help for Luke as well, this song, because it will help him remember some Chinese that he can use in everyday situations.
You'll hear it a lot, and you'll probably say it a lot. Ting-ba-dong.
Which means what?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ting-ba-dong.
Listen, don't understand. Hear. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go then. Ting-ba-dong. I actually call you up before we go. Ting-ba-dong. Oh, we've already said, haven't we, what it means.
Yeah.
But the song isn't just about saying I don't understand. It's
about reminiscing times in China and...
Yeah, and I think a lot of the verses are almost, when I wrote it, almost like just, what's it called, free flow consciousness, when it just streams.
Yeah,
so there's no
Free flow of consciousness.
Free flow of consciousness and of rhymes. I think they're eight line ballads, right? So just play the bloody song. Ting-ba-dong.
My eyes are clear. Clear than the mist in the cloudy morning sky. My eyes are clear. Clear than the mist in the cloudy morning sky. Ting-ba-dong, you got it all wrong. The things that I've been saying, you've been listening to the wrong song. Ting-ba-dong, you got it all wrong. The things that I've been saying for so long. So here we go, let's rap again. My microphone is on, pretend I wanna be your best friend. So pass me over that pen, I'll give you my number, then put it under the letter C. I mean, then Chris J. Bradshaw gonna make you really happy. So take it, make it, feel it, shake it, and create it. Cause love and friendship will always make it and break it. So maybe we can meet up, turn the heat up, put our feet up sometime next week, but it will probably have to be a secret.
Ting-ba-dong then, gentlemen. What do you think? Who's going to start first? Are we good with that? Nice.
Yeah, I was happy with that from a long time ago, and I felt like it's just got better and better, so I'm happy with that one.
You've been spouting out names, Luke. Pod and... Yeah.
POD and 311. POD,
311, yeah, similar kind of stuff.
Similar, reminiscent of it. Definitely think that's my favourite track so far.
Ting-ba-dong, yeah?
Yeah.
I
think it's good right through. I definitely add that to my playlist.
That's one of the songs we made a music video for, so
yeah.
Gonna watch
it's
it
definitely a song that I would add to my playlist and I would listen to it.
Okay, music video coming very soon for
first
that.
First single?
Bob, of course.
Each has to be.
Played Ting-ba-dong many times.
Yeah.
Happy with that, Bob?
Yeah. Happy with that.
I like your bass bit at the end. That
yeah,
cheers. Amazing that how you got that.
Sub harmonics pedal, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome shit, dude. Okay, next one, Del.
Special.
I nearly went into my normal jawn about that, but I'm not going to. So, Special is a song about. It was written. I watched a Disney movie with my children, and I really like some vibe about it. And I just got on the guitar afterwards. And
wasn't it Dora the Explorer, not Disney?
No, it wasn't Dora the Explorer. It was I can't remember what it was. Anyway, the song is about something special in your life, and you just want to tell them you're special. And I think that's quite a normal thing. Even though we found you on the street,
it's just got weirder.
You're more special than you could possibly think. There's a bed for you here tonight, and maybe for long term rent. But anyway, Run Special is for everyone out there, of course, who's special.
Get up, get up, I come on, get up, get up, I come on, get up, get up, we're gonna dance tonight. Get up, get up, I come on, get up, get up, I come on, get up, get up, we're gonna touch the sky. You're special in the morning and you're special in the night. You're special even when you wanna pick a fight. You're special when I see you and you're special out of sight. You're special when it's dark and you're special when it's light. What can I say to you? You're special. You're special in every way. What can I say to you? You're special.
For anyone that doesn't know the name of that song, I think after listening to it, you probably could come up with the word special, couldn't you? Yeah. Lots of specials in there. Right, Bethel, Bob, this has been majorly cut down, of course, from our live version.
Yeah, I don't even notice that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if you're even kind of conscious when we're on stage.
Well, it was only 5 minutes before.
The last time I recorded the bass for it was for this version anyway, so that's how it...
You don't seem to be too positive.
When I spend hours and hours recording one bass track for a 3-minute song, it kind of becomes the new song.
Yeah, okay, that's really giving it a lot of light.
But I feel like the intro might be a little bit convoluted at the moment. I don't know.
With the what? With the...
Everything that's happening, maybe.
What, the waves?
Not the waves, just maybe some of the drums. Some of the extra bits.
I mean,
some of the tinkles.
There was the kind of the practice.
It just felt like it went a little bit out of time.
I mean, it definitely might be.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe, yeah, you can clean that up.
This song was actually written when we had a gig, wasn't it, at the Secret Spot in Shenzhen, which is, for the listeners, a shack, cafe bar, pretty cool place on the beach in Shenzhen, East Coast Shenzhen. And we played a special to them, cut actually a few verses out from it, which was more pertaining to the event at the time. So that's what the C-Dell went there, and when we were camping there, you went and recorded it with your Sonic 4 9.6789 Super 12-inch camera recorder, audio synthesizer, and that's where you got those waves from. What do you think about that one, Luke, before we move swiftly on?
Yeah, I'm kind of going with what he said about it too, and the waves...
We didn't say much about it.
The waves crashing at the end... like that too much, no. To be honest.
It's just like the vibe of where we were when we played that song.
I think we can keep the waves, but it does come very quickly and quite loud that time.
Yeah.
I felt.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we could
touch
blend.
Intrusive, maybe.
Intrusive.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, water kind of is, isn't it, when you're there coming
on to
you?
You don't need it. I mean, when you need it, it's great, but when you don't need water.
So I take it out, or I.
No, I think you very much tone it down, like at the. Yeah. Yeah. Tone it down.
It's a bit too
prominent. It is, yeah.
Okay, so let's surf on to the next song. What is the next song?
Sunday Morning.
As you can imagine, it's about waking up on a Sunday morning, and this is the kind of tune you want to be listening to.
Join me in the back seat. Pass me my guitar. I sing a song together now till the sun is gone. Sunday morning, wake up early, don't you wash the car, don't I demonstrate. I say I switch up on the TV, look at you and an amiga, sign the shift your reality and the your speed of time. How about some ice cream or some chocolate, a dream? What about a cold of champagne? And no complaining, I say join me in a backseat, gonna pass me my guitar. Let's sing a song together till the sun is gone. I say freestyle on the mic, I'm gonna MC through the night. Sun, your sends are in your town, you're gonna wake up feeling right. Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's why Big Lukey's here.
Big Luke giving us the neutral kind of out-the-box take on this.
My new best friend.
The problem is, what I have noticed is because we don't always record everything dry, because you want some reverb on your voice or something when you're singing. Or you want something, so I put some of that on. So when I put different effects on, I might put the same effect on.
Oh,
but when I recorded,
crazy, right?
I didn't have the same reverb. So when I put more effects on, it just changes the voice. So if I put all the same effects on,
it just
the way we
crazy.
Recorded it, it's really hard to explain.
You put an effect on, and then you need to change this and change that. You put another effect on, then
everything.
EQ it, and then everything just
an
goes.
An effect changes an effect, and
you might have done like 200 tweaks on like one track.
And because we've been doing this for 2 years now, it's just a complete.
That's
fucking
just how it goes. Yeah.
What shit show. What you're saying is it's basically all your fault. Okay, so nothing
you can do about it, Ryan.
But Sunday morning, there's a couple of things that have chopped down from live shows, definitely on that. The way the chorus comes in on six beats, not eight.
It's good now. I guess
what I'm saying is, the further you go on in the album, the editing seems to be getting progressively better. That's what I'm saying.
So we should reverse the album.
That probably makes sense because we started recording when I'd never edited
at the beginning
anything.
Of the album.
But it's not time sequential, is it? It shouldn't be like that at all.
So. Oh, well, I guess not, but...
Just depends.
Like, the last few songs you played, they sound spot on. Like, the editing is good, the vocals are good, the music is good.
A major dig at Dell here, I love it.
At the beginning of it, it seemed kind of... Forgive me for saying it, a little messy. It just sounds like the vocals are too loud and they're not blending in with the music.
Even if they do, even if it's the same effects, it doesn't matter at this
point. But maybe
it's
they're not.
Late.
Mixing is everything. Like, you can have a ton of effects on a track and then like no effects on another one. It all depends on how you mix it.
Effects too loud.
And that's another thing. Like, even with one track, when you mix, then shit gets... You can't go back, kind of thing. It's like a edit... Undo. That's all. I'm always hitting. I'm
like,
able to edit.
See, the more buttons you have, the more problems you can create.
This is the problem. This is the problem of digital recording. Yeah. This is the problem with it.
Here we go, listeners. Anyone out there, digital recorders? I don't know what I'm going to say to them, actually. Keep on pressing those buttons and hopefully you get them right. Right, what's up next, Al? Leroy, what have been the next song, man? WeChat! Okay, so of course WeChat is a big app, phone communication app that we all use in China. The Chinese name is Weixin. And so...
that's how you say it.
Yeah, Weixin. We wrote a song about WeChat in English. We actually, a little message here to listeners. When we first made the song a couple of years ago, when we had our drummer who was playing the djembe drums, we actually drove to Shenzhen. We took the boat, didn't we? To the Tencent building where the main headquarters are for WeChat. And we wanted to play it in front of their staff, you know, downstairs out in their courtyard. It's kind of like the Google of China in a way.
Right.
A little bit different. And
they weren't having any of it.
They weren't having any of it. We had to get permissions and licenses and give blood and all this kind of stuff. And we managed to get the marketing guy down because we'd had previous email conversations and then it kind of just didn't hear anything back from them. And so we played it for him. We couldn't get the instruments out. We had them all next to us, and we played it to him on the phone. He said, oh, yeah, very nice, very nice. He'll speak to his team and get back to us. Because WeChat, the market for WeChat outside of China is piddly. Everyone uses WhatsApp or something else. So we were saying, well, you need a song, man. You need a song in English to go and get those foreigners, those Uyghurs.
That's a great point.
And you need to use our song and pay us a little bit of money for doing it, you know. And we're green forever. So, we didn't hear back from them for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. I finally got hold of the guy.
You know, their marketing team's probably changed. When was the last time?
I think what's happened is, if I lay it down in one sentence.
When they see this song on Youku, anyway.
Tencent makes far too much money as it is at the moment. It's a... you know, it's the market's there. It's just grabbing every gold, you know, every fish that comes their way in China, because there's a lot of fish at the moment in the sea. And one day when competitors come around, they're going to need to maybe use a little bit of marketing now and come up with these songs and things like that. So maybe one day, but we certainly will not be selling ourselves out on your other QQ Music system, which for any bands out there now, be very careful when you upload your music to QQ, because the contract that you sign basically gives all of the rights to your music to Tencent.
So we prefer Weibo anyway. Weibo's the new thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. I prefer Weimo.
Weimo. Yeah, exactly. And that's
Weimo is the new Weibo.
Yeah, forget Tencent. It's all about Weibo.
Tencent. How much can you buy with Tencent anyway?
10 cents from Taiwan. We can't accept that.
Well, anyway, in WeChat spirit, have a load of this.
Spread it, WeChat is for me. No more walking down the street sweating unnecessarily. create your hook, throw out your hook and see who comes to thee. It's never been so easy to magnetize your very own team. Oh, WeChat, Weixin, WeChat, Weixin, WeChat, Weixin me. Oh, WeChat, Weixin, WeChat, Weixin, come to my party. Oh, WeChat, Weixin, WeChat, Weixin, one big family. Oh, WeChat, Weixin, WeChat, Weixin, everybody happy.
I don't think there was a better song to finish this podcast with, listeners. If you don't have WeChat and you're living in China, then either you're living in a hole.
Then you're not living in China.
You're not living in China, yeah. Do you reckon, like, in the, like, deepest parts of rural China, WeChat's not known?
Grandpa and Grandma probably don't have a phone.
They're probably on WhatsApp.
They have it.
They got it out there now.
Hey, Grandpa, I made $3,000 this month.
They're all on WeChat Weixin. So anyway, we will see the power of this. We're going to launch a video, listeners. It might be right on your screen now, if we're lucky. And if you do see it, hope you can share it and like it. It's quite a creative thing we've done, isn't it, now? And all this is creative. It's all our own music. We really appreciate you listening. And Bob, Luke from the road, Dell, that's really not the nicest angle to see you on. He's bending down at the moment, putting something into something. You love it, Bob. This is it. Sun Yat Sen's SYS over and out. This is China Jedi. Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.